You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Thanks so much for listening to the Cooligans. In the first segment, we talk about MLS Cup. We were down there all weekend. We partied hard. Who partied harder than us? The actual MLS Cup.
And in the second segment, we talk about shaking hands with Donnie G. We had a good time making him laugh quite a bit. Also, the Super Clásico finally happened out in Spain. People flexing a little bit too much, maybe posing for the camera. They know that you're up there.
Yeah,
a little too much of a good time. Also, we get down to all the Raheem Sterling trash going on. How dare you besmirch that man's name. All this and more today on the Cooligans.
Hey, this is Alexi Lawless. There is nobody in U.S. soccer that is more important than the Cooligans.
Yeah, baby!
Look, it's just you're still coughing.
Hey,
why were you smoking in Atlanta?
Whatever I just breathed standing behind that bus just came out. Oh boy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Hello.
Yeah.
We are back from Atlanta, Georgia.
What a that town does not like to rest or relax.
We have not slept. No. Some people think, you go out, hang out at MLS Cup, you two comedians, you're just going to have a bunch of laughs, relax.
Just all giggles.
No, it's all work.
This literally from the moment we touched down in Atlanta, it's work and fried foods. That's all it is.
That's right. And sometimes... Some people would call both of those things work.
Yeah.
It's hard to get those things down.
Our sleep pattern is messed up. Our digestive system is messed up.
Okay.
We're not pooping normal, is what I'm saying.
Okay. And that's why we started this podcast,
right,
to get help.
Please let us know what we do.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We are the Cooligans. We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host a soccer podcast.
And
it's not only the funniest soccer podcast that you've ever listened to.
No.
It is also
the damn gulliest soccer podcast you can ever find.
That's right. You can search on Google, you're looking for gully soccer podcast.
You're not going to find anything besides us.
I mean, and if something else pops up, that is copyright infringement, sir.
Yeah. You will be sent a cease and desist from our street-based lawyer because it's gully.
Okay.
Know?
He's gonna be
written on a CVS receipt.
All right. So there's enough paper. You know?
I mean, we're good.
It's going to be a long enough message.
Yeah, we're going to be fine. Give me back that coupon. I want 2-for-1 deodorants.
So, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
Yes, we are back from Atlanta, man. And the MLS Cup was insane.
Did you have fun?
I did have fun, Alexis.
It was a blast.
The fact that you even asked me, it almost feels like we weren't even there together.
Christian was on one end of the city. I was on the other.
You saw me. I think I felt like I smiled at least 3 or 4 times.
I counted.
That should have been a sign.
And by the way, I want to give you props. Can we get a little round of applause for you? Give yourself a round of applause here.
All right. I'm applauding myself for.
Christian ordered and finished a comfy chicken biscuit with a side of grits. And if you don't know what a comfy chicken biscuit is, it's a very large biscuit, what they call a cat head biscuit, right? It's cut in half.
Wait, I ate a cat?
2 pieces of fried chicken are put up on
Hold
top.
Hold on. I ate a house pet?
A domesticated animal. Biscuit, fried chicken on each end, covered in gravy, in sausage gravy. And then my dude goes, and then give me a side of grits. Which is just a bowl of heavy, basically concrete that tastes like wheat. And he finished both, didn't complain once.
Do I normally complain?
The whole time.
I complain. I only complain when your food suggestions are forced on me. You know what I mean?
I've never once forced a food suggestion on you. I will just tell you how wrong you are.
Sure. Okay.
You know what I mean? I think it's even.
The relentless judgment over the things I eat and things like that. That's when I, you know, I get frustrated.
Right.
But no, the food that we were at Homegrown in Atlanta.
Absolutely incredible.
And it's very good food. And I do like, grits reminds me of, you
farina.
Know. Farina.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Like less sweet farina.
Yeah.
I don't know if this, I mean, people should know what we're talking about, right?
I bet you someone right now is like, in Mexico we call it, and I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
We don't have enough time
we don't have this show. We don't get room, okay?
So, yes, cream of wheat, as they say. But, it's great. It's good food. So, definitely go if you ever have an opportunity. Because isn't it open? Homegrown is only open for 4 hours a day.
No. Then it closes, and then it's open again later on in the evening, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think that's the case. I could be wrong, but...
I mean, we're...
I mean, I'm a food expert of Georgia food, so...
You know what? Now you kind of are. I gotta be honest.
I had one comfy chicken biscuit. Now I am the mayor of Food Town, okay? So, treat me with respect.
No, yeah, you're right. 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. most days. Saturday and Sunday closes at 2. What a weird place Atlanta is.
You better get here for the food, because we're closing up, but we don't have enough time to give you all these calories.
And you know what? On your day off, we're closing earlier. We don't care. What? How is that possible? How are you open?
Hey, man, it's exclusive, man. It's like a new pair of like those.
More like elusive. You can't get in there.
It's the first like diner that's a nightclub, you know? Yeah.
What you wearing?
What you wearing? You can't get into Homegrown with those, bro.
Yeah, I mean, it's just three guys. Get some girls, maybe I'll let you in.
You want to eat? Well, you're gonna have to get some girls with you, dog.
You want coffee decanter service? Because then it's expensive, but I could get you in. I'll get you a booth.
Look, Atlanta was unreal, man. And shout out to all the Portland Timbers fans.
They were great as well.
All the Atlanta United fans. How many people came up to us and be like, yo, you're those dudes.
Yeah.
My guy.
Or people were yelling, Hooligans, from like random tents as we walked by.
Yes, yeah. And that was...
It was, what do they call it? They called it like Atlanta-cella or something like that.
That's right, yeah.
It was like a
That was the footy mob tent, right? Every tent had it like its own
like a theme.
Yeah,
like a nightclub theme. One was like party music. One was hip hop. One was I counted at least four whole hogs.
One was just run by DJ Riddle.
Yeah,
with the lights on his face.
A spectacle.
Everyone was just incredible. I was floored by the love and support that was shown to us. I mean, we love going to Atlanta, but big hug, a lot of love to the Portland Timbers fans. I know it was a tough result.
Tough game.
And congratulations to Atlanta United. Look, second season. This is the scarf that we got from our first time in Atlanta. Riddle gave us.
If we have a scarf that has Atlanta anywhere on it, we got it from Jay Riddle.
Jay Riddle always looking out for us, man.
Was this the controversial scarf?
This was the controversy scarf.
Ooh,
yes.
Bam, bam, bam.
So but congrats, Atlanta United in second season. We'll talk about the game in particular in a little bit, but that's not why you come to this show. You don't come to this show.
No, not to hear about the game of soccer. No.
Nah, man, because there was too much happening around it. But as we normally do, let's just start the show with a review that we just more reviews that we love. And look, remember, leave a review on iTunes. We're getting up to 400. We're at 320, 321.
321, yeah.
So... do that. Help help more people hear about the show. But this review.
And also, hold on. Before you talk about the reviews, thank you to all the members of Gully Squad.
That's right.
Your subscription helped make that Atlanta trip possible.
That's right.
So thank you for that. And hopefully you've enjoyed some of the additional content. Keep, you know, signing up. Tell your friends. Let everyone know. Join Gully Squad. And Gully Squad is massive.
Speaking of Gully Squad, we have a Gully Squad member in the audience.
We have look at that.
Look at that.
You join Gully Squad. You come to New York. You get to sit in and watch the show.
That's right. Give it up for Landon. Landon caught him, right? I'm saying correctly now. Yeah, because we never heard him say his last name.
Yeah. We got Cotham.
Cotham. Cotham.
Cotham. Gotham. I called him Gotham twice. And he was like, that's not anywhere close.
I'm like, he prefers to be called the Dark Knight. Yeah, I think. But he is out here from Austin, and he gave us this incredible Austin Anthem scarf.
Right. Don't shut the podcast off.
Man, it's absolutely gorgeous.
It
man.
Is beautiful.
So there's
a bird on here that he's going to tell us about. It's a grackle.
Is that a thing?
It's a grackle. Apparently, it's the gulliest bird. So.
All right, maybe Austin.
Later, we'll have him come up and explain it to us.
Talk about Austin a little bit.
Landon,
if you want to, maybe that'll happen. Okay, cool. So again, shout out to all the reviews.
Gully Squad, join Gully Squad.
At soccercooligans.com. Do that. So this was a great review that I loved. So this is by Sensible Human. This is which is. All right. Once I read that, I'm like, are you listening?
Why are you listening to this show?
This doesn't seem like the correct show for you. But he goes from Sensible Human, and he says, thanks for the curses. So
that's the title.
I'm assuming the curse is, the Cooligans curse that is ever since we went to Dallas.
What happened to your voice there for a second?
I was just getting emotional.
Really?
I was like, is it real?
Choking up a little bit.
No, the Cooligans curse of whoever we interviewed seems to leave the team.
Yeah, the Cooligans effect.
That's what he's referring to. He or she, I don't know. Okay. It says, living in Denver, MLS can be a rough follow because the Rapids are straight trash, which love it already. Lately, it has also been a lot of fun listening as they continue to release interviews with FC Dallas players and staff because they will sometimes talk about how bad the Rapids are. These were all recorded before they all knew Pareja was leaving Dallas in the lurch, just like he did when he bailed from Colorado, and have become almost as funny as the rest of the show. For this, I say thank you, Christian and Alexis. Thank you, Sensible Human, for pointing out the curse that we have bestowed on everyone we visit.
Happened again, by the way. Teshuacandeli,
yes.
Boy, yes, somebody posted, one of the beer guardians was like, I swear to God, if something happens to Reggie Cannon, I'm coming for you.
Yes, we'll talk about expansion draft, and we'll talk about some of those trades.
Oh, boy.
Because we're feeling worse and worse about our show.
Yeah, honestly. If you interview with us, I would just start packing your bags.
Yeah. You cannot come to the show unless you have at least 2 or 3 year guaranteed contract. Because we don't want any of this bad juju.
Even then, I mean.
Okay. You need to be in very good standing with your coach.
Yes.
You need to tell us.
Before you come on, just make a call. Make a call to the coaching staff. Maybe the GM. Let them know you're happy. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
This one is from Kid Camelon. And the title is, what are you doing?
Okay.
What are you doing? This is it. Seriously?
It should have been, what is you doing?
What is you doing? That's true. We're going to have to readjust. Seriously? What are you doing looking at these reviews as if you're going to get some actual insight onto what this podcast is about? Let me tell you, these guys are the funniest schmucks. He put smucks. I believe he means schmucks in the country.
It makes you think of jam.
Yeah, schmuckers.
Smucks. Mm.
Let me tell you, these guys are the funniest schmucks in the country that also run a soccer podcast. They are the only podcast that I listen to in the shower. That right there is an honor. Yes, it is, by the way. Shouts to you.
All right.
Beautiful. I am very picky on whose voices I listen to in the shower. These guys are great for whatever you're doing. In the shower, listen to them. In the car, you definitely should be listening to them. You're about to order a pineapple pizza? You listen to them. Listen, if you're not listening to these two men talk about soccer and make jokes, I'll find you. These guys are just as good as Men in Blazers. Crying, laughing face, 100, clap emoji. I mean,
love the whole thing. The last line is a little disconcerting.
The pineapple pizza at first, I was like, well, that's offensive. And then I got to the last line. I was like, now you just wait right there.
I'm about to flip my laptop.
On their best day.
On their best day, they'd be lucky.
If we didn't even have microphones in front of us.
I'm going to assume that this is a little bit of a jab at us, this joke. This is just as good as Men in Blazers.
Yeah, of course.
I'm hoping.
Well, that's why I put the crying emoji face.
Yes. I'm sure. Yeah. This is so. But shout out. Good joke. You got us. You roasted
kid,
us.
Kid Camelot.
amazing.
What is Seth Meyers like? You burnt.
I wonder whose voice he prefers hearing in the shower.
Probably mine right now.
Maybe for washing the top half of his body, it's mine. But maybe for yours, it's the bottom half.
Well, get in between them cheeks, bro. Get in between them cheeks and get under the cheeks too. Not enough people do that.
Okay,
you got to get under the cheeks.
Okay, yeah, I never have been given that advice. You know to do it.
Yeah,
you never need to be reminded to necessarily.
It's like Dan Soder had the joke about how he pooped himself while he was dog sitting.
Okay,
and he had to clean himself, but he was afraid to leave the dogs alone, so they watched him clean himself. And he said he was soaping up his actual butt. He's like, when was the last time you actually cleaned? He's like, in between, everybody does every time. But the actual.
Okay, yeah, from cheek to cheek. Yeah,
it's just, you don't do that often.
From cheek to shining cheek.
What a beautiful country.
Well, that's how the other countries see us now, right?
That's for sure.
The Midwest is just a big old booty crack.
Where we're being led by an ass. Hey, everybody.
Yes.
Come on.
All right.
Just as good as the men.
Leave a review on iTunes. We love them so much.
Somebody on Twitter said we should change our name, rebrand,
okay,
to the Hoodigans.
The Hoodigans. All right.
I kind of like it.
What a terrible idea.
We're not going to do it.
We already have a very stupid name.
This why would we change it to a slightly less stupid
name?
No.
Now it's just like it's just a brand loyalty thing, right? Where people are like so used to the name that that even though it might be a little goofy or silly, you know, because sometimes when this happens on Twitter, when people that are English might retweet something and then they see our Twitter handle, they're like, cool again. They just cannot believe that.
Why would you do that?
Why are so many people following these idiots? Yeah. But no, I'm cool with it. I've grown to love it. It started last week. I finally adjusted to the name. So let's talk about the Major League Soccer Cup. Oh, sweet. All right, cool. Let's talk about the MLS Cup. Game was incredible. 73,019 people, and those are real people. All right, enough of this. What was it like? The attendance in numbers that are inflated by MLS, like announced attendance.
Right.
I counted every single one as they walked through the gates.
Right, like we see the empty seats, bruh. Like that's not a real number. This case,
nah, man,
not an empty seat in the house.
Yes, the game was incredible. Atlanta United wins this game 2-0. Absolutely dominant. Portland really didn't have many answers for what Atlanta had to offer. I mean, it was they had their best game of the year in the final.
I mean, look, I think I remember watching it thinking this 2-0 score isn't safe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then by the time you watch, like you look at the stats, you're like, oh no, this was, they were fine the whole time. I don't think Portland got like a run of play where I said, wow, they're dangerous. You know what I mean?
Really?
There were moments. Diego Chara running down Miggy. I'm like, uh-oh, maybe this could start. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Maybe the tide changes. Really,
the Alves Powell whiff in the second
that
half.
That would have made it 2-1.
Yeah. Or just lay it off to Valeri and
who was so wide open. He was putting together a tent and an IKEA shelf.
My favorite thing in soccer is when there's an obvious opportunity for a goal and they want the ball, they want the pass and
put their two hands down.
South Americans do it the best. They just point at their feet. They're like, what?
Look. Boludo, que dice, mira.
It's right here.
My foot is alone. What are you doing?
Success is right here on my feet, and you just chose to not do that.
Look at the sadness. My foot is showing because it doesn't have a ball attached to it.
It's beautiful. It's just like, it's South America. It's Italians. It's just because there's something about, I think, the American player that shows a little bit, that was raised with a little bit more sportsmanship.
Yeah.
That it's like, they know to not really.
You put your head down.
Even
like,
the English don't
like,
even really.
We'll get him next time.
Yeah, you know. The
English will put their hands over their head.
Yeah, they're like, really, what happened? Oh, it happened. Oh,
the situation was has betrayed us. You know, like, the English are more
it's
that way.
It's okay. It happens, bruv. It happens.
Oh, blood. happens to the best of us, blood.
But no, South Americans are like, yo, are you serious?
If my family gets a cancer, it's because of you. Because this food does not have the bone on it.
Albus, you failed me.
This would have been poetic. People would have ejaculated. But we all miss it because of you. Because of you did something so stupid. You do not belong on this planet. Go follow the ball into the stands. And
that's
see with him.
The best, man. And, so that would have obviously changed the whole complexion of the game. But what are you going to do, right? Look, we have to tier this of how what we talk about, because a lot happened.
So much happened.
At MLS Cup and in Atlanta.
I'm watching a video right now of so much happening.
All right. What does this mean for Atlanta, for MLS, that Atlanta United won their cup in the second season? What's your takeaway?
I posted this and I said, you know, when the American Soccer Bible is written, that game will be how you begin the New Testament. And a couple of people were like, hey, man, what the fuck does this mean? And a couple other people were like, hey, well put. And I think
some people were like, get your religion off of your Instagram.
Well, I purposely lowercased everything. I'm like, I don't know why my phone trying to make New Testament capital right now.
All praise be
to
the man himself.
And obviously we're talking about the Book of Garber. when we talk about the Bible.
It is 12 pages. And it has a lot of gam and tam stuff. It's weird.
Right, yeah. It's a lot of things in there you don't understand, much like the actual Bible. Here's the thing. I think we talked about this, right? I think in order for the game to progress in this country, you know, a couple years ago, we're not a selling league. We don't want to be a selling league. We're going to be a top league, you know, and this year they're like, guess what? Selling league, baby.
Yeah, right. That he said that at the State of the League.
He's like, come get these players.
It's so weird how the...
And he said, not sorority payments. That'd be hilarious. Solidarity payments.
Okay.
Sorority payments.
All right, I'm into
Garber's it. Garber's like, I got a new idea.
All right. He was like, Garber, I don't know if this is how we want to grow the women's game exactly.
So Gam, Tam, and use panties. That's right. We're selling you. I said, we're a selling league. Get on Reddit, you creep.
yes, he did. Just the fact that the narrative seems to have changed a little bit, where
they fought that idea for so long.
Yeah, and him personally fought that idea.
Yeah, of course, he was like, "We'll never be." But I mean, that also tells me that like when money becomes available, when it's present, when it's shown, hey, this is how you're going to make money, they'll go do that. So for everyone who wants the league to change in any way, shape, or form, I'm not going to say, you know what I'm talking about. Once the league realizes, like, wait a minute, hold up, we make money doing this?
Yeah.
They go and do it. Look, this is clear. They've completely shifted. But I think in order for the league to change, like, we brought with us Dave Monsignon.
Yeah. Shout out to Dave Monsignon.
Incredible videographer.
One of the best videographers you're ever going
to... If you need anyone to shoot something, depends what. Dave is your dude to do it. He is just incredible behind a camera. Absolutely just... He got some incredible footage of us this week, and I really can't wait for you guys to see the footage.
Yeah.
Once we put it
also,
on.
Also, a reminder, we didn't mention it on the podcast last week, but we did play against Stu Holden and John Strong in FIFA. So watch that on our YouTube channel right now. It's hilarious.
Yeah, amazing.
It's super funny. So
those guys are great to play against. And John Strong told us he hasn't played FIFA in a long time. Complete lies.
Okay? He's a lie. Don't trust anything that man says on any broadcast.
That man is a huckster. I think the league, all right, when one team does well in a sport, everyone else the following year tries to mimic that, right?
Sure.
When NFL teams went to a cover two,
Kevin Durant will be joining Atlanta United very shortly.
It's a move of the year for him. when everyone started going tiki-taka and possession, everyone shifted, right? And I think what you're going to see is most of the teams in the league that have the means are going to start to go, yo, we got to do what Atlanta's doing. Because they ran...
Definitely not the Philadelphia Union, because they do not have the means.
They do not have the means. Or the wants, apparently.
Or the interest, or even the slightest of desires.
They don't even understand what Atlanta is. They don't have... But, I mean, you look at a team like NYCFC, which clearly has the means, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to make those adjustments, right? Are they going to start to do what Atlanta's doing and start to go out and buy some of those really influential players that you could flip later? You know, are they going to go out and get, front office and or coaching staff people that are influential that makes those players want to come here? Are those teams going to start doing that? Nashville, FC Cincinnati. FC Cincinnati just signed a bunch of the USL players. That's some of the players that were at our show.
Nazmi.
Yeah, Nazmi got an MLS contract.
That's great. His first MLS contract.
How are you going to fill the rest of that roster? Is it going to be, you know, the way Minnesota did it? Because if so, you might not have a lot of success. Is it going to be the way Atlanta did it? That's kind of going to probably be the way of the future. So I think this was big for the league in the sense that even if you hate Atlanta United, even if you hate the fact that we're continuously talking about them, at the end of the day, they showed that if you spend money in this league, you'll win. They're real. They could be, if they win again next year, they are the Real Madrid. They are a superpower. They're the Barcelona league.
A bit of a dynasty.
And not just that, but they're the one team that players want to go to. They're gonna make maneuvers to go
because
to that
used to be LA Galaxy, right? Yeah. I mean they won the most MLS Cups and that was the beginning of that was the top of that pyramid or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think my experience there and I had posted this on Twitter as well. It was just like beautiful to see just that many people care about a soccer game.
The whole city
and unironically. How many we were in like 15 Ubers throughout that weekend.
Yeah, 65-year-old black woman go like, hey, you think Miguel's leaving?
Excuse me, auntie. I mean, you're blowing my mind here.
Wow. Which, by the way, what was her name?
I could look at the Uber. She was an Uber driver. Yeah. I forgot her name. Diane Simpson.
Guys, if you are in Atlanta and you're listening to this, try to find her. She said she was trying to get tickets for her and her grandson or nephew.
I think it was her grandson.
And they couldn't find, and she couldn't find tickets to the games because they were all sold out. She didn't realize the end of the season would be harder to get tickets for.
Yeah.
You know, wasn't aware of the playoffs, knows who Miguel Amarón is and his contract situation. If you guys, I don't know, maybe someone can invite her if someone has extra tickets.
Maybe she's listening to this on it while she's driving her Uber around.
She was an incredible driver. Thank you for that.
Awesome, yeah.
And we side with you. It sucks that you, at the advanced stage that you are, where people are retiring, you have to now have a second job to make ends meet. That said, maybe we can find a way to get you to the game next year, one of the early games, for free. Maybe that's possible for a real cheap ticket. Who knows?
That'd be awesome.
So yeah, if the fans can hook her up. But yeah, like you said, every Uber driver knew what was going on. People at restaurants knew what were going on. Waiters, everyone was talking to us, knew what was going on. And we were like,
yeah, cause that wasn't,
that's not, that wouldn't happen.
When we were there last year for the Red Clay comedy show that we did, it was, the team had only been playing 6 months, give or take. And it was definitely, people were into it, but in just one more year, it became like those, you know, the 50,000, 60,000 people that were attending games regularly. So, you know, clearly the community is on board, but we met those diehards.
Yeah.
But then I think this is where, and I wish every city was like this, and this is the difference where you have the diehards who show up to the games, but then it's the next,
not the early adopters. It's the other one.
Those people that either can't get tickets, but they know exactly what's going on. Though that is like the level we haven't even reached here in New York.
Well, you know what blew my mind? Somebody showed a video of a bar full of Atlanta United fans in Atlanta celebrating the win. And I was like, you would assume every Atlanta United fan was at
the game. But no, everybody couldn't go.
But the place was jammed. There wasn't like 30 people. The place was jammed wall to wall as if it was an away game.
Yeah.
That's insanity.
Yeah, I mean, it was feeling that, like, even on our way to the airport, right? We met a our Uber driver had
full on Chelsea gear. Practically had shin guards in.
Full kit, just total. He had the Chelsea track jacket, the Chelsea pants, and also a black dude, which is after this weekend, you're like, oh, is that all right? That's yeah. But he was a huge Chelsea fan. I think he might have been Jamaican or like West African. I couldn't exactly tell. But
you were sitting in front.
I was sitting in front. I was talking to him a lot more. But he was a huge Chelsea fan, and then it was interesting because this is what I love to see because he knew about the game and he knew about Atlanta. He couldn't even shit on it. Right. As all Chelsea. Right. Yeah. He couldn't even be that dude because he's like, oh, yeah, there's still everyone I drive is wearing an Atlanta United kit. Everywhere I go, I see Atlanta United. So as much as I may like hate MLS or hate American soccer.
Right, or think like it's below the standard. He's you like, can't shit on it
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, yeah. You look weird with your Chelsea kit when everyone else has the Atlanta.
Damn, son.
Really? You still wearing that?
Ouch. Passé. It's like painter jeans.
But right even now. He said, he was like, you know, I like, it's cool what's happening in Atlanta, but without, you know, promotion, relegation. I'm like, yo, I'm talking to an Uber driver about this stuff. And he like knows, he's like, he's probably following Ted and all these dudes, you know?
Of course.
Like, he's just casually into it. And that is.
He probably retweeted that one dude who was coming at us. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's just burner account.
So it was great to see, man. Just the entire city was on board and into it.
The pregame was just absolute bananas. I've never seen it. There was a full blown reggaeton concert.
Yeah, man.
And that, a reggaeton concert was happening, and that was 10% of the festivities.
That wasn't even
a full blown.
Wasn't
reggaeton
even the
concert.
Main event.
No. A full blown like stage, professional stage,
drums,
lighting,
instruments, lighting,
the whole nine,
smoke
flares, bombs.
Lots of Latinos.
Yeah, dancing. One guy wearing a Trump mask. One guy wearing a Kim Jong-un mask.
Yeah.
Going nutty.
It was incredible. They were like
people selling tchotchkes. There was a tent of someone just selling jewelry. What is happening?
I thought you're selling churros? This is incredible. Yes.
Wow.
The tailgate for Atlanta United was something that will be hard to match going forward. And if another city is hosting an MLS Cup, the bar has been set very, very high.
Very high.
I mean, it was pouring rain, first of all. Relentless rain. It wasn't like a downpour.
No.
But just like, constant.
What we spoke to Vuj from Copenhagen.
Yeah, that's right.
He was there and he was like, it's pissing, bruv. You know, like, and I guess that's their term for like a consistent rain. It's not crazy rain.
Yeah.
But it just won't stop. And it was piling up everywhere. I mean, there was rain everywhere. It was like puddles everywhere.
But that did not stop people from hanging out there.
And no.
Everybody hung out under tents. Footy Mob had just a wild time with it. All of Atlanta's greatest hip-hop hits.
Yes.
That's where you go.
There's a video of all doing the lean with it, rock with it. I mean, it's just... What a beautiful, I mean, it's a beautiful expression of their city.
A pig roast? There were two pigs.
No, the four.
Four?
Four pig roasts.
Look at
whole
that.
Hogs. Not okay. Like a dude with a shoulder. This is a whole pig.
Yeah. The investment was...
One of them was a Puerto Rican chef making Southern barbecue in Atlanta. I mean, that should be the flag of Atlanta. Is a Puerto Rican dude in holding camo with koozie. That's what you guys call it. A camo koozie making Southern style barbecue.
Yeah. We also hung out with the Timbers that they had. They shut down a bar. They took out
a bar that was also a maze. It was very difficult to understand.
What was it called? It started with an F.
Foxtrot.
But it was like a bar connected to several other bars.
It was like a bunch of buildings that became all one big bar. So you just kept walking
through
the
maze. There was the big controversy over the Timbers Army tickets, right? Because they only had, I believe,
1,300. But then it got expanded to 1,500.
I think it got expanded to 1,700.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
But people kept saying the number 2,000. There's 2,000 fans.
Yeah. I mean, there were a lot of Timbers fans in general. But it was cool. They took over this entire... Like, that, the kind of away support that Timbers Army delivers is incredible.
It's out of this world.
Yeah. And you walked into one room of this bar... and it'll be a bunch of Timbers fans, and you walk into another one, and there'd just be another. It's like they kept spilling out everywhere.
There's just more. And then there's one part of the bar. There's two parts of the bar where you could go up or down.
Yeah.
And if you went down and you walked through that room, there was another choice of going up or down again.
Yeah.
And that previous up also, I mean, it's a bracket. This bar is a bracket.
It was an M.C. Escher painting.
Yeah. And by the way, every room filled with Timbers fans. One guy was wearing a Jets hat and a Timbers scarf. He's like, I just need a green.
It was great. So many people that we got to connect with out in Timbers Army, right?
Eric Keating, obviously,
Eric Keating
was there.
Out there.
Grayson. The homie Grayson.
We'll talk about Grayson in a moment.
Yeah. The star of the Waffle House.
Kathy Lopez.
Kathy Lopez, that's right.
I think Steven was her boyfriend, I believe. We didn't get to see Igor.
I know. Igor was running late because he was waiting for his friend.
Yeah, we were hanging out there. And Igor... This is another Cooligan's love story, right? Because Igor Mortis and Jay Riddle, two of our biggest supporters, right? We hold very close to our heart, finally got to connect, right? And Igor is a Hughes Timbers Army guy.
Incredible tattoo artist.
Incredible tattoo artist. He's tattooed a lot of the Timbers players.
He's the official Timbers tattoo artist.
I don't know if it's official. He's not official.
According to us.
he's the guy. If anybody in Portland asks for a tattoo, that's who we're mentioning, right? But he's tattooed a lot of the Timbers players, sure. A lot of the Timbers Army. Mm-hmm. So he got to give a tattoo
to Jay Riddle.
Beautiful. He got
an odd synergy of Cooligans fandom from opposite ends of the country.
Yeah, and Jay got the tattoo on his forearm that says Atlanta es familia o familia es Atlanta, something like that.
No, Atlanta es familia.
Atlanta es familia. So beautiful.
It was done incredibly well.
Yes. Yeah, so I feel like we should take a little bit of credit about why he got Spanish words on his body.
100%.
All right. Okay. I think all the talk about all these straws.
If you would have got absorbente es familia.
If you would have got popote es familia, yeah. I would have been like, yo, this dude is a real supporter.
That's a real fan right there.
Dude, pretty gully. Right? Yeah. So that's incredible. I think that's like our first connection like that. That's like two of our fans meet.
I'm counting that as someone got a tattoo of the podcast. I'm counting that as So next time somebody asks me, like, how's the podcast doing? Somebody just got a tattoo.
I mean, I was going to say, like, if somebody, a couple meets because of us, like Cooligans fans meet each other.
Right.
Have a baby. Name it Sorbeto or something. Yeah. And I'm like, all
right. Oh, Lil Pajilla.
Love him to death.
If you would have, you wouldn't have a baby. that's a joke for the Latinos. I will say this. If people meet because of us and you get married, bro, we better be invited.
Without a doubt.
And yo, we ain't giving a gift.
We're taking a couple gifts.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm taking what are the thing in the middle?
I don't know.
The table that all like the
centerpiece?
Centerpiece.
I was going to take the Instapot that you got.
All the Diaz fight for that. I'm taking the chocolate fountain from the dessert.
Okay. That's just the least you could do for me.
I know. Carving station? Yeah. Cut yourself a piece. Give me the rest.
Before I carve you up. Anyway.
No, my own carving station over by the cigar roller. I invited a cigar roller. He'll give you the bill.
Oh, man. So
it's Alexis and Christian. This is not open bar. It is now.
So a couple other things that happened out there. We
promise we're a soccer podcast.
We promise this is all about soccer. Soccer made all of these things happen.
All of these things are possible because of soccer.
It's the beautiful game, right?
Yeah.
Dax McCarty.
We found him.
This is why I might start believing in real fate. And destiny.
Miracles come true.
And serendipity. Okay?
Miracles do come true. Because miracles happen.
Okay. I mean, both of those are perfectly fine sentences.
Dreams happen.
I just love that you doubt everything that comes out of your mouth.
Because I hear it when I say it. I'm like, I know that's wrong. Who said that? Oh, shit. That was me.
So, and this was just incredible. We're at Pond City Market which really, Ponce, right? I mean, it doesn't have the theater there, right?
It wasn't. It's not Ponce de Leon, Ponce de Leon.
But Pond City Market in Atlanta.
Which, by the way, we weren't supposed to go to.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to breakfast. Downtown has nothing there.
Yeah, there's not really.
We went to this corner bakery place. It's trash.
Yeah.
We looked at the menu. We're like, we're out of here.
Don't say we. I would have been fine eating there. You were livid.
No. Dave was like, yo, let's go to a real breakfast joint. And you go, let's go to Pond City Market. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. And then you're like, hold on, let me see if there's real food. And I was like, no, we're going. Let's just go. It's raining. Yeah. Dave's shoes were wet. Dave's shoes are so wet, he went out and bought beef and broccoli tips. Like, just the most New York thing you could possibly do.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, it was, it had to be done. It had to be done.
Somebody, one of the three of us, gotta buy beef and broccoli.
We're at Pond City Market, and we're leaving? Yeah, we were leaving.
Yeah, so we went and got the chicken spot. By the way, did you see somebody tweeted at us? Hey, did you try a super bung?
Yeah.
Christian and I both saw the sign for super bung and like instinctually just made a turn towards it. And Dave's like, oh, you're going to be that guy? The guys who just go to Atlanta but still eat the same food you can get at home? I was like, all right. So we went and got chicken.
Yeah.
But so, because of all of that, because we had to go find a table, all those things that happened.
Everything led to this moment.
We're walking out of there to get an Uber going the wrong way because we let Christian pick the Uber. And on the way there, Dave goes, we were going the right.
Why that add that detail?
Dave's like, yo, that's your boy, which could mean anything, right? It could mean anything. It could mean you're about to get roasted because it's a guy who looks like you.
Yeah.
It could mean anything. I look over and I see Dax McCarty and his wife and his father and his mother and his two brothers or something
McCarty
like
that. McCarty family.
Yeah, the whole McCarty clan.
Yeah.
Are just sitting there taking a picture. And I said to Christian, I was like, yo, Christian. And Christian's like, hold on, the guy's going to be here in a minute. I'm like, oh, Christian. I was like, turn around.
We had to decide whether to talk to Dax McCarty and his
or
wife.
Or ruin Christian's Uber rating.
And I guess we made the right choice. I don't know. No Ubers would pick me up after that.
No, 2.8 stars. So we turn around and I'm like, yeah, we got to say something. And Christian was kind of looking at me like, what are we going to say? I was like, I don't know. Let's just go talk to him. So I just make a beeline for him. They finish the photo. And I was like, yo, Dax. He turns around and goes, oh, you guys. And we're like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, baby.
I know you're happy to see us.
Yeah, the excitement. You can't contain it.
Hey, mom. Hey, dad.
Can you be my dad? Right?
So, yes.
The best was his wife was talking to Jen, right?
Jen is his wife.
Jen was talking to, I believe, it was her brothers or his, just these two very large men, and they were walking further away. They didn't hear us. So I was like, hey, is that your wife? And Dax was like, yeah, Jen, honey, turns around. I was like, hi, I'm Alexis. This is Christian. We're the Cooligans. We're the ones who sent you. And she goes, no, I know, the Fruit Bowl. And from that moment on, they became like the two most gracious people.
They were not angry that we were there. They were
just like, oh, these two won't leave us alone.
But it was great. It was like that culmination of all that a year and a half of just annoying them.
Yeah, I apologize. I was like, hey, on behalf of our fans, I want to apologize. You know, I know they were bombarding you. I go, but you know, the joke was that she goes, by the way, no one's received any thank yous. And I go, well, I know we haven't yet. And Dax was like, here it is one more time. Thank you.
But it was cool. We got to take a photo with them. They were
so cool.
They were super cool about it and laughing and making.
They said they use it.
They use it. Wow, my goodness.
He's like, I make a smoothie every morning and the fruit is in that fruit bowl. He's like, I swear to God, I use it.
So it's absolutely just adorable. Just a great moment. And we went to Atlanta, go see the MLS Cup. And I mean, this was a bowl found us. But this almost over, like, my excitement what reached its peak when that was our MLS Cup. And then when we went to the game, we're like, you know what, this is great and everything, but it's really,
how does this live up to the hype of what just happened earlier today? I was just at a reggaeton concert, and before that, have a conversation about a fruit bowl. So my day's done, okay? So you guys play your little game, 90 minutes, and then we'll go from there.
Have a little fun, but that was awesome. So a couple of the details.
It actually happened, you guys. It actually happened.
It was great. And now the goal is to try to get Dax McCarty, maybe even Jen, on the show. And she is pregnant, right? They're having a baby soon.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We couldn't, it wasn't obvious or anything, but like, so congrats to them. I don't think we mentioned that on the show yet. There's going to be another McCarty.
We gotta get a little baby fruit bowl.
little tiny chop up fruits, you know,
for mushy fruit.
So we got to do that. Okay, a couple other things. We're gonna get to our next segment in a bit, but we have to just kind of wrap this up in a bow. A lot of this MLS Cup stuff. There's a bunch of things that happened, right? Let's talk about. Should we talk about hanging out with Grayson? Let's talk about hanging out with Grayson.
Let's do that.
Really fun. Because
the next segment, we'll talk about all the other stuff that's happened.
Yeah. So
this is the Atlanta United MLS Cup Championship weekend segment.
Exactly. So Portland Timbers supporter, Grayson, who's I've been listening to the show for a while. I think maybe Igor got him into it. Maybe posting. I think so.
But he lives in Seattle now.
But repping Timbers Army all day.
All day, every day.
But we got to hang out with him, and that was super cool because, you know, his team lost, and obviously he flew from the other side of the country.
Yeah.
And Grayson, he wanted to, I think we were going to go get food or something like that. Yeah. But I was like, yo, let's go get our gear real quick. And then we got to spend some time, hang out, talk shop, talk MLS. But then we ended up going to Waffle House.
As one does. Well, I remember I said, I just want to get a drink. And Dave goes, well, the bar shut at 2:00. And I was like, so? I'm not going to party all night. And he looks down at his watch. He's like, it's 1:40. I was like, oh, how long have we been in this photo room?
We were hanging out for a long time, man. Yeah. But that was dope. And Waffle House was fun. Again, more Timbers fans, more Atlanta United fans. How many people came up to Grayson and Atlanta United fans that were like, yo, thank you for coming here. Thank you for, you know. Like
one guy in particular, a little drunk, doesn't remember any of this.
Sure.
He found a sticker of ours in his wallet. Like, what the hell happened last night? But yeah, he came over to Grayson like, hey, man. That's real. I'm impressed you even here. He started like that. Hey, whoop, look who it is. And he was like, hey, man, I'm cool. Like, it was just a very odd conversation. But Grayson took it all in stride. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. I think, well, no, I think there was, he had tweeted out as well, like that, you know, hanging out with the Cooligans helps you cheer yourself up a little bit after loss. And yeah, maybe people listening to this, maybe Timbers fans, maybe anybody, like when your team loses, hopefully you can listen to a comedy podcast about the sport you love, and maybe it can make you feel a little better. So that was very kind of Grayson to say, but it was awesome hanging out with him as well.
Yeah, it was cool. And I had made the joke that I grew up, with a lot of Latinos, hung out with a white kid one day, went to his house while he was eating dinner, and he was drinking milk.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, I thought that was just TV, you know? So we're all at Waffle House, and he gets waffles and something else. He's like, and a large glass of milk.
Yeah, at like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, 2 in the morning. And he's just like looking at all of us like we're like, all right, checkmate. The dude got milk.
All right, all my theories have been confirmed.
Yeah.
that was really dope. So a couple other things. The reason I was gone for those 40 minutes because I was hanging out with Siempre United.
That's who you were looking for. Siempre
I was looking
United.
At looking for them because I couldn't find the way to get from the field to like the top of the supporter section.
Yeah.
Just the Benz is, it's just a tremendous arena and
it's huge.
It's just huge and you can get easily lost. But shout out to those guys, man, because they've done a lot of hard work this year. Siempre United is a Spanish Atlanta United podcast.
Spanish language.
Yeah. So it's not.
And by the way, extremely entertaining. Those guys are doing
well produced. Yeah. Really, really great. Follow them if you're an Atlanta United fan and you're Latino and you speak Spanish. We got a message from Tim. He says, well, our producer Tim, he texted us. He says, we grow out of the milk for every meal phase.
Okay.
Okay. So maybe it's just like a youth thing or whatever, but some people don't. Clearly, Grayson.
Well, I was a kid when I saw it, Tim, you know?
So, but the guys from Temple United, just absolutely great, man. Give them a follow. Check them out. If you speak Spanish and you want to hear that perspective, especially because they speak to a lot of the Spanish-speaking players, so you can get a different perspective from those guys. So,
So you got your English language podcasts. You've got your Spanglish, which is us.
Yeah.
And now you got your Spanish, the full spectrum covered.
Look at that. We're on that spectrum.
Yeah.
We're on the spectrum.
Yeah,
guys.
We've said that about Christian many times.
So a couple things that let's talk about the parade, and then we'll talk about the MLS Cup itself, the trophy.
Yeah, had a journey
because it has been around.
Somebody needs to give it some penicillin.
Round and round. I get around that MLS Cup has been placed. So Atlanta had their parade yesterday. We're recording this on Tuesday, so cool to see.
And the local reporter came out in force.
We posted about this as well because this is it's beautiful to see, right? It is watching a baby learn to walk.
Yeah,
right. But they just happen to be, you know,
it's like watching your grandfather try to change the channel on the microwave. You know what I mean? Like, that's not the. I mean, it is a remote, but that's not the TV. Stop it.
So the local reporters that were covering. Look, and shout out to the local reporter. There were like I think two or three local stations that covered the parade.
Yeah, which for Atlanta, I mean,
which for Atlanta was great.
That's probably 75% of the market.
A bummer because it was raining. Because I know more people would have probably been there. There were a ton of people there, regardless.
It was a jam packed parade.
So it was like a weird thing where they had the parade route, but nobody was really on the parade route itself.
Well, apparently no one put up barriers. Someone said the police didn't put up any barriers.
Yeah, it wasn't clear where.
Yeah, so like people just started walking along the route. So it was more of a supporters march than it was a parade.
Well, it was a little bit of both, right? Because it started at 10 a.m., but it was like, I think Atlanta people were like, I've been partying too much.
I'll see you at 10:45.
I'll get that when I get there.
Yeah.
So there were people tweeting like, hey, everyone, if you're going to the parade, go to be on the route. Don't just go to the final spot, because that's what a lot of people were doing.
Yeah.
So they, in like the beginning of the parade, seemed like nobody was gonna be like, it was gonna look like a Manchester City parade. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nobody's there.
Just
nobody.
A couple people. They're like, "What's up, guys? Moving along a little bit." Just,
yes, I've been a proud supporter for 4 years.
Yeah, yeah. All my life since yesterday.
So the that's what it sort of seemed like. And then by like 10:30, then it started filling up, and it was just like I'm not gonna get to the club when it opens.
Yeah, no, you don't want to be first.
I don't want to be first. Everybody gonna look at me weird.
Yeah, nah, son. I know it's easy to get in, but y'all need to flex. I need to move, come in fashionably late.
So. So it was cool. It started becoming like this, just a party on the streets. And again, it was a bummer because there were people that were like, "Oh man, it's raining, I can't make it," whatever. But still, a lot of people showed up.
A lot of parents took their kids out of school for the day, which is beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah, man, those are memories that'll live on in their minds forever.
Exactly. You know, because some of these kids have been Atlanta United supporters for their entire lives.
Their entire lives. They're 2 years old. So, yeah.
So, don't get spoiled, children. These don't come around.
It's gonna happen forever.
That's it. That's how I think.
Never lost.
Yeah, just LeVar Ball out there. So but it was cool. A lot of I was hoping for a couple more. You know, like the Josie Altidore, the Toronto parade last year. Just like, what did he say about like something about
the wave?
The wave.
He goes, "What is it like? Everybody goes in the laboratory to cook up." Yeah, it's a wave, bro.
Just drunk Josie. Yeah. Is weed legal in Toronto? I think it is. Yeah.
Not edibles, must be.
He was having a good time. And then the year prior, we had Clint Dempsey with the
Portland can't say shit.
Portland can't say shit. All right. He was straight out of the wire.
The wire.
So I was hoping for some of those. I don't think nothing really popped off like that. We had Darren Eales saying he was quoting Andre 3000 with
The South Got Something to Say.
The South Got Something to Say. So that was cool to hear from a very British man.
Yeah. He actually even tried to put a little Southern accent on it. Yeah. Like, dude, you're going to strain your tongue. You're trying to do that.
You can hurt yourself, buddy.
Yeah.
But really, more than the parade, I mean, it was cool seeing everybody. And honestly, shout out to Julian Gressel, because he has become the, I want to say, maybe should be captain of this team at some point. For Atlanta United, given where, I don't know if Michael Parkhurst comes back or how long LGP is going to be there for, but Julian Gressel has become a legitimate fan favorite. And, you know, we were joking about this a little bit, but I don't know if any of that really happened until the Cooligans went to Atlanta.
I'm not going to say it's because of us, but it's 100% because of us.
Okay. Is there something more than 100%? I don't know. But
they go 99, 100.
But yes, and it's been great to see, because he's been...
Same thing with Bobby Boswell. Bobby Boswell bonded with those fans. We presented Bobby to the fans, you know?
So, yeah, Bobby has another person who's become like a fan. He was in Atlanta for 20 minutes.
Yeah, he played for 5 minutes.
And people were, and I fell in love with this dude and really wanted him to get more time.
You see somebody tweeted out that all season, I think this is the first MLS Cup champion to have never recorded a own goal that season. And he responded with, "Of course, because I retired last year."
Yes, that was Mike Conti from the radio. He does the radio broadcast for Atlanta United. So
beautiful.
Great. He's hilarious. But I wanted to talk about the parade was great.
Gressel.
Gressel, him being...
Him and Jay Riddle are like buddy-buddy at this point.
Yo, you saw...
He tweeted at
Jay Riddle directly.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You're welcome, buddy.
Jay got a tattoo and a new best friend, all because of us.
So look at that.
By the way, no, all jokes aside, Jay puts in a lot of hard work, and he's great.
Yes,
all jokes aside. Obviously.
But the connection was so, because we shamed him about pizza. Remember?
Yeah, of course.
About him not having tried any of the pizza in Atlanta, and then
we shamed. Well, no, it was his girl.
His girl didn't like pizza. Didn't like pizza.
Not just in Atlanta, doesn't like pizza. So much so that after that he had to send out a picture of him and his girl going out for pizza. It's like, "Hey guys, she likes it." And that kind of got the ball rolling.
We shamed him, then Jay started shaming him.
Right.
And then the rest of Atlanta started shaming him.
And before you know it, shaming works.
Shaming works. And don't let anybody tell you that bullying is wrong.
No, you might get a new best friend out of it. Come on.
So that was, honestly, watching Julian be successful and be so much a part of that team.
There's
a designated player sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
And Julian Gressel has his spot solidified.
Yeah, yo, that boat is at the docks.
Yeah, that's right. So it's beautiful to see. Drafted in the MLS draft and be so successful.
I can't think of the last successful first round. He wasn't the first pick, was he?
He wasn't the first pick, no.
No, but I can't think of Jack Harrison.
Oh, yeah, Jack
Harrison. He's probably the last as successful, and he might be going the way of Jack
Harrison.
Julian
Gressel in the Prem?
Over at Burrow?
Or in the championship? I mean, look, yeah. The dude, he can command a little bit more money than he's making now.
For sure.
Without a doubt. So that's going to happen. So absolutely proud of him.
He's got pizza to buy. Come
on. But let's talk about the MLS Cup itself, because not only was it at the parade.
What a journey.
And this is...
Which is cool. The MLS Cup got to experience Atlanta's best.
That's what it's about. Yeah. Okay.
And at one point, it had somebody's baby in it. Did you see that? One of the players put their baby in it?
No, I didn't see that.
One of the players put their baby in it.
Oh, probably LGP, because he has a newborn baby.
Yeah, and it was just a baby sticking out of it.
That's great.
Baby maker.
Did it go to some other places. The MLS Cup was... Oh, actually, we'll talk about this after. There's so much MLS Cup stuff. The MLS Cup, after... it was at the parade. What usually happens, this happens with the Stanley Cup as well,
yeah.
Where, and I feel like this is more common, where the Stanley Cup is...
But they're shared. The Stanley Cup traditionally is shared for the players.
Amongst all the players.
And the reason we know that is because there's a lot of stuff that's been put out about, like, oh, now it's with this player. This player took
it. It's part of the tradition.
Yeah.
To take it everywhere. And they travel with it. They'll go to their home country.
One of them will bring it to, like, their family's house. Like,
yes. But
we don't know what happens at MLS Cup. Right now, we find it out.
In Atlanta, different things happen out there.
Atlanta does it very different.
And this reason alone, I'm kind of happy Atlanta United won the MLS Cup for this specific reason, because
visual in front of me,
the MLS Cup was photographed, which I know,
and videotaped.
And both
terribly illegal, wrong.
Totally not allowed, but I'm glad it happened.
At Magic City!
Even the MLS Cup was like, yo, bro, no photos.
Magic Cup. The MLS Cup was wearing shades. Trying to pretend it wasn't it.
No. It's like, yo, TMZ, like, no, it ain't me. Any cup. Yeah. I don't know who that is.
Nah, man, it could have been a solo cup. You don't know.
So MLS
Cup. There's a video of a girl... of a stripper twerking over the MLS Cup.
Oh, my God.
I'm literally looking at it right now. This is our podcast come to life.
This is the best, okay? And we went to... you didn't get to go. I went to Magic City last year.
Yeah.
And it's just a great place.
A pickup truck, like a monster truck drove over my buddy from, like hood.
Yeah.
So, like, we couldn't go because the police were chasing that guy, and then all that stuff had to happen. Whatever, we went to JR Crickets, and we got wings. But... you got to go, and you came out, and
I got to see girls doing the chicken wing.
Yeah, you didn't blink for like 7 hours after you left that place. You called it Strip de Soleil.
But Magic, let's clarify, because some people might be offended by this, by this seeing the MLS Cup at a strip club. One, I'm not offended by it. That's the main thing. But also, you have to comprehend like the culture a little bit of Atlanta strip clubs, which is it's not the same as like...
Nothing seedy about it.
Nothing seedy.
It's like a nightclub, almost like a Broadway show and a strip club all in one.
Yes, and there's couples, there's families. It's a family day.
Parents take their kids out of school just to go to this.
But it is different, and I was a little surprised by that as well, where there wasn't this like... oh, we're ashamed of being here. There wasn't like the girls didn't step off of a crate onto the stage.
There's nothing like there's not like that weird cloud of like, oh, is this girl okay?
Yeah.
At this place, this is very much a fun place to be.
Exactly, and
they make money.
They make so much money, and the strippers themselves are they're very glorified in Atlanta. They feel
like wrestlers. Like everyone's there to like cheer them on. You know what I mean? They're like. They're warriors of the booty club.
So some people might be like, oh, I don't know if this is all right or whatever. And maybe if this happens in like Baltimore, I'm like, all right, this might seem a little weird.
If you're at Lookers in Newark, where I'll be like, damn, check that cup for bullet holes.
Maybe the MLS Cup shouldn't be there. Who's the MLS Cup hanging out with?
Yeah, I know.
Going to all these weird places.
Check that.
No, but Magic City is is the Premier League of strip clubs.
Yes, it is.
It is very
much a top flight for sure.
Top flight. And the girls,
it's the Champions League.
The girls do fly. So seeing the MLS Cup there was...
We are the strippers.
Was dope. I mean, just really, really... It's just like, again...
This is perfect.
We're trying to merge culture with this sport. You know, look, if you're cool with, whatever, we see hip hop videos and strip money throwing, rain, making it rain, all this other stuff. And nobody's like necessarily complaining about that. But it's like this is that merging of the culture is like, yo, that screams Atlanta. That is I don't know who brought it there.
And it was on a Monday, Magic City Mondays. That's like the baller day to go to Magic City. That's the hardest one to get in. That's when all the rappers are there. MLS Cup is on that level.
Yo.
Wow.
That's it, man. MLS Cup made it.
We made it. Dreams do come true.
So, hilarious and just dope to see.
Everybody else got to step their game up.
Okay.
Everybody.
Yeah. I mean,
I can't even imagine if New York wins it, what would you have to do? Like, what would be... I don't even know.
I mean, that's as wild. I mean...
Or as iconic.
As iconic.
But also party. Like what?
40-40?
Nah, everybody gets in 40-40.
I don't know.
It's a sports bar with loud music.
I mean, I would take it to like straight up Dominican spots.
And hell yeah. You gotta get in La Marina.
La Marina. And just
La
like,
Marina. You get some cabana at La Marina.
Just dancing bachata with my MLS Cup. I'll have a good time.
100%. That is it. That is 100% it. Like, you got French Montana sitting next to the cup.
That's what I would do. I don't know. Anyway, so that was dope.
Or you got a ticket to go visit Bobby Shmurda in jail with Tekashi. Right?
Just the MLS Cup come back with a 6ix9ine tattoo on his body.
Yeah. It's got colorful tassels hanging off of it. You went to Rikers? Damn.
One thing I also want to talk about, this is a little bit of a sadder note for Atlanta United. Andrew Carlton. Do you know about this?
Yeah, he was he was asked to not attend the actual game.
Andrew Carlton was suspended for the MLS Cup final. He wasn't playing in the game, but he wasn't even on the bench because he was partying the night before and he was putting it up on Snapchat and everything. It was seen. Coaches saw it. That was like, all right, no dice. And how old is he? 19?
Yeah, man.
19 years old. Won an MLS Cup.
Which means Tata Martino's probably mad at MLS Cup right now because it saw him. He saw it.
Oh, sure, yeah. he's suspending the MLS Cup.
Yeah, MLS Cup's not allowed to go out. Yeah.
Go to your room, MLS Cup.
You know, boom, 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 boom.
You have all this glitter all over you.
How dare you?
So, Andrew Carlton suspended for the game. Wasn't there. Also suspended for the parade. Was not, the kid is from Georgia, didn't get to celebrate.
He didn't get to go to the parade either?
He was not at the parade. He wasn't even mentioned.
Yo, Tata's leaving, bro.
Yeah, to me it seemed a little harsh, right? You think so?
He must have done something real bad.
It must have been really bad. I mean,
maybe it was a video of him like smoking weed or something.
I don't know what the video.
No, we don't know what it is.
Yeah, but why even say it then? Why say that, Alexis?
Maybe it was something big to be suspended from both?
I don't know. Regardless.
You've seen his eyes.
That shaggy hair.
I know. What's up, come on, bro. Looking like an extra from Scooby-Doo, my guy.
So the, I understood getting suspended for the game, even though that is crushing.
You got to let him out after so he could celebrate. I mean, he was still an integral part of
because
the team.
Because they did.
Integral?
They did a, they read off every number of every player that contributed to the MLS Cup, and they didn't say his name at the parade. I don't know what happened. Then now people are talking about trade rumors, possibly for Andrew Carlton. So it must have been, he must have just
egregious crossed
some line that Tata was like, I know I'm leaving, but maybe this is to teach you a lesson. But he was partying the night before, made it very public, and this was his punishment.
Was he in the video with the Arsenal players doing whippets? Where was he?
I don't know. I wish I know Pablo Mar had tweeted this out, and he was mentioning like that he was surprised more Atlanta United fans weren't talking about it. But look, they were caught up in the moment of MLS Cup, so you sort of
nothing
understand.
Was going to stop there.
But it wasn't really reported very much until kind of after the fact. So I was just surprised more Atlanta United fans didn't see Andrew Carlton's Snapchat. And like record it, or you know how it is. You can't be
screen cap that whole joint.
So feel bad for the dude.
Yeah, man.
a shame. Honestly, I genuinely feel crushed for him because I know you're a teenager.
We got to meet him.
We got to meet him as well. Yeah, and it's just
sweetheart of a kid.
Is it more Cooligan's Curse? I don't know what it is.
Oh boy,
we didn't interview him.
We did not interview him.
We just talked to him. So hopefully that's sorted out, and hopefully he's back with the team, and hopefully, you know, he can repair whatever he needs to repair for the next coach.
But, or maybe he has to move somewhere else and realize that there's consequences to his actions and becomes a better professional out of it. He's still a kid.
He's still a champion. He's an MLS Cup champion. So let's not take that.
You know
away
what? Maybe MLS Cup can pull him aside, talk to him, bring him out to Magic City. You know what I mean?
Just the MLS Cup. Oh yeah, that mentored me for 6 years.
You know, I lost all my money during that time period because he only wants to go to Magic City. But at one point there was a baby in him.
Just VH1 Behind the Magic. So I don't even think we've covered everything in that happened in MLS. It'll come back to us as we keep going, but we want to talk about a couple other things that happened in World Soccer. We'll talk about some MLS stuff, players traded, players leaving their teams. There's a lot to talk about. So much.
Oh, before we go, did you hear Siggy Schmidt?
I was going to mention that in the next segment.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll say now. Yeah. Siggy Schmidt is currently in the hospital. Yeah,
he's been hospitalized. No one knows exactly what his wife apparently let everyone know, but they haven't said anything. But
yeah,
he's been battling heart and weight issues recently. So, you know, best of luck.
Yeah. Siggy Schmidt is a very important part of American soccer. If you don't know his history, but we hope he's doing all right.
Yeah, man. Get better.
All right. So we'll be right back after this.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to The Cool. Just want to break in with a word from one of our sponsors, Away Days.
People have already been telling us they've been getting...
We got
getting
tweets. Some, we got everything.
Getting some kits on Away Days, some mystery kits. And we talk about them. Away Days, they do it right. And really, they have a bunch of gear. They have a bunch of dope stuff that you can get for the holidays. But
I saw Taylor from TSS wearing the wool. The beanie.
Oh, yeah. I did see.
Everyone calls it a beanie. It's a Scully or a Gubellini, by the way.
But a Gubellini. I went to high school with that kid. Yeah,
became a cop in Staten Island. It looked super, very, very lush, very warm, very high quality. All their stuff is so high quality. You go get that stuff, use Cooligan's, you're going to get 15% off. But that one, come on, you can't think of a Christmas gift for somebody. We got you covered, bruh.
Got you taken care of.
Mystery kits.
Get a mystery kit, and you won't know what kit you're going to get, right? So, like,
they won't know what they'll get.
They have, it's, with me, they know what they're sending you, but you don't know what you're going to get.
The person who's being gifted won't
know.
That's right.
So, if you're a person who has a tough time picking out gifts for people, this is like an even, makes it easy for you, easy for them. It's a big surprise. It's like a surprise gift that you're giving. You don't even know what gift you're giving.
It's like when your partner goes out and gets a gift and you're just like, yeah, look what we got you. And they open it like, damn, we got you that. Like, you didn't even know. That's exactly what this is.
So the mystery kit is it's only $25 if you just want to pick up one of them, but and with 15% off. So that's obviously already a great deal. But you can tell them like, hey, I don't want any kits from England. I have a bunch of England kits. I want a kit from another country. They'll send you a kit from like Spain or Sweden or Norway or something
it's
like
so
that.
Up. And it could be like second or third division. So go to awaydaysfootball.com. Use the code Cooligan's. You'll get 15% off anything you want to buy, including the best Christmas gift or holiday gift you can find, the mystery kits. Yeah, baby, we're back!
Yes. All right. So a lot happened. After the MLS Cup, we still did other stuff, and there was other soccer to be had.
Right.
And in particular, there was
The next day.
Our
flight wasn't until 9 p.m., so we were able to go and watch...
That's right.
...a less meaningful game.
Yeah, and we got to... our flight was at 9 p.m., but Total Soccer Show, their flight was at 5 p.m., but that didn't happen.
Thus canceled
because of the snowstorm out in Richmond, Virginia. So have they
gotten home yet?
No, they're still in Magic City, actually.
They're in Magic City. they're looking for the cup, quote unquote.
Okay. They're really trying to get to... They're doing the research, the on-field research required to really understand soccer in America.
Very nice.
Okay. And then Daryl's... He's telling the ladies, he's like, hey, one thing can be two things.
Yeah. Look out now.
Oh, okay.
All right, well... Such as this dollar could be a donation and also requested back.
Okay, I shall Brexit out of here.
Cheerio.
So, no, the Super Classico happened, and we got to watch it at a...
You know, he's like, none of you dance like Theresa May. This isn't, this isn't hot.
love the Theresa May dance. Yeah. Look it up if you haven't seen...
Please do. There's so many videos of it.
So, the Super Classico did happen. And finally, yes. After weeks...
That's right. River got their home match in Madrid.
That's right, at the Bernabeu. And well, we were talking about the game and the violence that led to the game being canceled. And
I believe you mean passion. Come on. Passion.
The love, because they're the real fans.
Yeah.
All these plastic American fans that are not
partying and dancing. How dare you?
They're not blowing each other up. They can't love the sport.
Bro, chuck a brick at a bus if you really love soccer.
You know, I was out at a soccer game in America and saw no bucket hats. So really.
Actually, we did see
one bucket hat.
We're all like, hello, sir. How are you? I ain't fucking with you. But how come nobody got stabbed in Atlanta, huh?
Oh, come on.
Don't you guys love soccer?
Look at these phonies.
You want it to be your number one sport in the world? I mean, in the country?
So, where did we watch the game at?
We were at the Brew House, which is an Arsenal bar.
The Brew House Cafe,
yes.
in Atlanta, which was super cool. A legit soccer bar.
Waiter could not care less about us or any of our requests.
But yeah, we needed to leave our luggage somewhere. He was like, nah, bro, don't, you shouldn't leave it there.
No.
I can't promise it's going to be there when you leave.
And I was like, actually, what I'm asking is, can I put it up against the wall? Would that be in your way? He's like, keep it. Don't put it down.
Yeah, and I heard about this Southern hospitality. Did not experience it.
Apparently, this guy did not hear about it. He is protesting Southern hospitality.
No, but it all worked out. Shout out to Adam Snavely of The Athletic. Who
let us throw our stuff in his car.
In his car. Nice. Also a very incredible journalist. Not just a guy who lets you put stuff in his car.
Well, that's what it says on the front of his business card. On the back, he reveals he's a journalist. Very funny. Funny dude, too.
Yeah, yeah.
We hung up with a lot of The Athletic guys. They're doing a great job there.
That's right. That's right. Felipe, right? Felipe also.
Felipe Cardenas, yeah.
Okay, then that's for Cardenas at Atlanta United. Yeah, we had a great time with Joe. Well, again, we'll get to these stories because there was a lot that
Felipe
happened.
Was the one who came up to us. Was like, why don't you guys ask a question at Don Garber's press conference?
Yeah.
He was like, oh, man, I always look forward to your questions. And I'm like, it's probably not a good thing. Right? People are like, oh, the cool kids are going to ask a really stupid question. Watch.
Watch them get their credentials revoked.
Yeah. We'll watch them get evicted.
Because we don't want to do it, but those guys will.
Yeah, yeah. We have careers care about.
How about us getting to hang out with Don Garber?
Yo, every time we do it, I know, look. Already, we got Austin stuff here, and we're going to talk about how great
Imagine
Garber.
We meet Anthony Precourt, and we're like, yeah, we love this guy.
That's just who we are. Great stories.
No, but Don Garber, after the stadium.
He made a beeline for us.
He came towards us, and we're like talking to a couple people. He's like, hey, how's it going, guys? And directly came to us.
And I remember like a year ago when we met him, he had mentioned that his son lives near my neighborhood.
Yeah, that's right.
So I was like, hey, how's the kid? He's like, hey, he's a DJ. He's this. He's like, you know, he was
catching up with old Donnie.
We were like bullshitting, and he said he went to one of his shows, and I was like, yo, I bet you everyone, they thought you were a cop. And he kind of laughed a lot. He's like, oh, yeah, everyone thought I was a narc. And we were like, whoa, Garber!
Donnie, look at this!
Let's go to Magic City!
Was it Don holding the cup at Magic City?
Making it rain Tam up in there. Titty allocation money!
It was what a great moment. It was this weird, I think he came up to us, he was like, hello, Shill.
Yeah.
Hello, Shill.
Yeah, hello. Hello, here's the check we give you for talking about our league. You know, one of my favorite moments was when we made him laugh. He kind of laughed a little bit. He was like, huh? The real Garber came out.
Yeah.
Like he did the political laugh, and then he was like, oh, shit, that was funny.
it was like when a mobster finds you funny. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, the guy's actually funny.
Hey, we don't have to kill this guy now. Look at this piece of shit. It's funny. So dope.
It was a great experience. And I know, again, people listen, and they're going to be like, he's a monster.
You should have said this.
Ruining American soccer.
But he mentioned solidarity payments, so
there's
the way.
Progress.
We're making moves from the inside. The call is coming
from
inside the league.
I hate that we can't get to everything we want to get to, but did you hear about the solidarity payments thing with DeAndre Yellen and Crossfire?
They won. Crossfire won.
They won.
Which is why probably why he mentioned it. He's like, we're totally down for this.
Maybe, but now Tottenham, who is the team that he was that DeAndre Yellen was sold to, feels that they don't have to pay the payment because of you know the whatever agreement
during
they
the
made.
Agreement it wasn't a part of it.
Yes, and so now they're kind of pushing back on it, and it feels like a weird like maybe MLS is like, yo, don't pay them. You know what? Because we don't want to set a precedent. You know, it's weird.
No, I don't think that's the case. Because
you think it's just Tottenham? That
no, because
just
now
pay
MLS
it?
Is like, yo, we're going to start selling. We want our payment. Because if, let's say Miguel Almirón gets sold to Newcastle, right?
Yeah.
Although the rumor is alone, right? Let's say he gets sold. MLS obviously is going to make that money because, boom, right? Yeah. That's the money. That's the deal. What if Miguel Almirón gets sold from Newcastle to, I don't know, Manchester United? You know what I mean? Then, yo, MLS is supposed to get some of that money too.
Sure.
So that now they're like, no, we in the solidarity. You were right. Yeah, no, we should share.
I'm changing my mind.
Yeah,
on this
I feel
whole
like
thing.
We all should share, in particular with me. I think y'all should share with me. Y'all were right about this whole sharing thing.
So again, yes, Garber. What, regardless of what, even we don't agree with all his policies. It's not even about that. He is just a nice dude. Like he's a really chill dude to just talk to. And it's weird to based on everything we always see written about him. It's like kind of cool that one time a year we get to see like a human person.
He's super charming, but I feel like that's what makes him good at his job.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that he makes every person feel like, well, oh, he's not that because I had a personal connection with him.
No, I'm not saying he's not that. He's probably behind closed doors. I'm sure he's
he's a tycoon. He's a tycoon.
he's ruthless. Yeah, I'm
he's
sure
like,
he is.
Hey, Precourt, we've got your kids in a basement, so.
Look, you're.
Let me tell you what the Cooligan said. It was very funny. While you make your decision, I'm sure he's that.
Without a doubt. I'm just saying, when you meet him in person, yeah. He's aight.
You're like, he's charming.
So let's get to the Super Classico, right? Because this game was obviously the greatest rivalry and whatever. But after all the violence out there, I personally was just like, whatever. I'm over it. I'm over the getting excited about the passion about of the fans or whatever. It's just like it's too.
I thought because I get your point, right? Like you're like you don't want to invest too much in this because it's gone too far.
Yeah,
but there is the thing of whoever loses this game has essentially lost it forever. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like this is it. Like you're gonna be like. Did you see the video of the girl screaming out of the balcony in Buenos Aires?
Yes, I did see that.
I mean, there's so much that goes into this.
But I'm
the
not.
The violence is unfortunate.
I'm not taking away from that in itself. The how much other
no,
people
saying,
care
that's
about.
That's why
it.
I was still
but
looking
as,
forward to
as
it.
As a neutral,
yeah,
I'm gonna be a little bit like, yo, whatever, like, yo, sew your shit out. That's
right.
All.
Okay.
It took away from the excitement of the game because they were. Because a dude
but that's like,
got glass know, in his eye,
asking,
one of the players.
Asking Argentinians to not be violent is like asking birds not to fly, okay?
Okay. All right. That was an interesting poem from Alexis Guerrero.
Was that technically a haiku?
But River ended up winning this game, and it was a very entertaining game. And like, I won't take away from that. Why would you
sub out Benedetto? Why Boca? Why Scoletto? Why?
I don't know enough about either team. All I know is that Juan Quintero,
yeah,
got the game winning goal. Really, that banger after Boca got the red card and they were playing with down a man. But just the Colombia, my Colombian parcero,
Wilmer Barrios. Also Colombian, he's the one who got the red card.
Yeah, I don't know him. He's not.
We don't co-sign him.
He's not Colombian
anymore.
In fact,
we swapped Christian with you. You're Dominican now, Wilmer.
So I took the spot. You
give me your passport. You have mine.
Because Hiriva has a certain number of international Colombian slots.
Yeah,
I took that one.
You took that.
So. Yeah, but yeah, it was a great game. We had a great time watching it at the
it was a lot of fun.
At the pub.
And you could see some of those players were trying a little bit a little bit harder to be a little flashy.
Yeah.
Because they know they're in Europe.
They're
you know what I mean?
Yeah. All of a sudden.
A lot of people watching that normally wouldn't.
Okay. Yeah. It's a little tougher. You know, the TV's a little grainier watching it in Argentina.
Yeah. So like, I'm in full HD now.
I'm in full HD. Okay. All
somebody
right.
might
oh, we got 4K cameras out
somebody
here?
Somebody 4K in here? Well, then let me put some makeup on right quick.
Because, yeah, there was a little bit more.
A lot more flair than normal.
I feel like more flair and less violence amongst the players. There was like less. Yeah. Very.
Less clattering into each other.
Yeah. It was like, oh, come on. All right.
Step your game up. We out here win. Santiago Bernabeu.
Okay. Yeah. Because it might be one of the, you know, Northland Video might make a highlight reel of some of these clips.
You
so
never know.
I got to, you know, bring a little extra.
Best behavior, too. Just everybody best behavior.
But it was a good showing. You know, I didn't know how many people would actually even go to the game. Part of me thought, oh, maybe it won't sell out because of all this craziness. But sold. I think it sold out. There were a lot of people there.
I'm pretty sure it sold out. Messi was there. Griezmann was there.
That's right. James was there. So there.
He does this like 2003 thing of like pointing when he takes a photo.
Yeah.
He like, you know, you got to do something with your hand. But it looked like he was pointing at like the fat guy behind him in the photo. There's just a photo of him pointing. He's not pointing at anything. It's like that hip hop thing of just like, I got to do something with my hand. You know, just
put
your hands at your side.
He's Colombian. He could do no wrong. So
maybe they caught him as he was dancing. You know what I mean? You got the point. I think that's what it was.
So he was. So they ended up winning the game 3-1 and what? 5-3 on aggregate.
Yeah, Pete was there, which is rumored to go to Atlanta until they put a microphone in his mouth. And he's like, I'm going to Atlanta, everybody!
Yes.
He said
his goodbyes. Yeah. It's just weird to have one day, MLS Cup winning Atlanta United, and then the next day, why are you winning another trophy?
Yeah, yeah. But it's like the new, like, hey, man, you just won the championship. Where are you going? Disneyland. Now it's like, Atlanta United! I'm going to go meet the Cup at Magic City. Imagine the Copa Libertadores at Magic City. Yo, everybody gets to go.
That would be great.
That would be amazing.
So but it was a good game. Props to them. That was the last Copa Libertadores that will be two legs now going forward. It will be just one game, a one game final, because they saw how successful.
And they're all going to take place on a different continent, which is really cool.
You know what? It might not be a bad idea. Just, as long as it's not Argentina.
Just not Buenos Aires. I think you're good.
So a couple other things. Let's talk about Raheem Sterling real quick, because he has made some news after responding to just more racist racial abuse that he has to deal with. And he was,
this is so unfortunate. It's just frustrating. Like I posted this and I didn't even want to make a joke. I was just like,
Alexis not wanting to make a joke. This must be serious.
This is serious. I deleted a joke. I thought about it. I thought maybe this isn't in good taste. It's so unfortunate. This kid has had to. He's 24.
He's
20.
But he's been dealing with it for the last like 6-7 years. Really.
He's been taking this since he was a teenager, and I can't the grace and sort of the level at which he was able to handle this I wouldn't have been able to handle it this way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you also don't have like millions and millions of dollars at stake, so that's part of it. He dealt with some racial abuse after or during, I think it was like a corner kick or the ball was out of the end line from Chelsea fans. Man City lost to Chelsea 2-0, and he had to. There was clearly two or three fans screaming at him, but one guy in particular. You can see the words coming out of his mouth.
Yeah,
and he says like you black. I was C word. I'll just say C word. And that's what it looked like to me anyway. Raheem Sterling, who normally doesn't respond to this stuff, felt that he had to, and he used an example.
But he also did like the Chris Armas like.
See this guy. Racism, really?
Yeah.
It's 2018.
2018, bro.
So it's awful to see. The humorous thing about that thing, even though it was absolutely tragic, was that there were, it was like three, four old white dudes screaming at him, like, just with all this racial abuse.
I can understand the screaming to try to get him off of his game.
Yeah.
That's fine, but, like, dude, why you got to take it there for?
And it's just, it's old men.
Yeah.
Like,
adults.
Adults.
Screaming at a kid.
And not some, like, teenage Nazi maniacs.
Just, like, drunk kids being stupid, is still wrong. All that would still be wrong.
But there's no beer allowed in the stands of games.
So they think that this is stopping people from being drunk. They just get drunk before the game.
They get drunk before the game. And you think you can be sober and racist? It's very much possible.
You could be sober, racist, and become president. I mean, it's possible to be those three.
Okay, that's called the trifecta.
Yeah, never mind. Never mind. Yell at a soccer player.
The funny thing to me was that we were just talking about the Uber driver who was a Chelsea fan. There is one black dude amongst that group. He's towards the end of that those guys that are like berating Raheem Sterling. But you see that he wants to. He's a Chelsea fan, right?
Yeah,
Chelsea?
He's like, yeah, don't. Whoa.
He's like, the guys are screaming all this racist stuff, and you see him about to go in like, yeah, right. And he's like, whoa.
Oh, no, look, no. Look, take it too far.
Back it up a little bit. That's not what I'm doing. I mean, I know I bought the ticket. I don't know what tickets you got. I don't know what it says on yours, but mine doesn't say I can do that.
Hey, whoa. I thought we were on the same page. Apparently, we're in different books. I'm reading this one. You're reading Mein Kampf.
So just gross, man. Just an absolutely ridiculous thing. And
honestly, if you are a black Chelsea fan, this isn't the first. Remember, they wouldn't let the black fan on, and they were chanting, "We're racist," and that's the way we like it. Hey, we're racist. I don't know the tone, the tune.
Oh, what,
you remember that?
Was
the
that
bus?
What was that? Club, a club banger? Yo, put a beat on that, damn. And I don't know. I think we got a track.
Yeah. Yo, why is MLS Cup dancing to that? they were chanting. Remember they pushed the black dude off the train last year?
I don't remember this.
You can't. How do you not remember this? All the Chelsea fans were standing like on their version of the elevated subway. And they pushed a black fan off the thing, and they chanted, "We're racist," and they closed the door.
Wow. You know what? At that point, I'm glad they pushed them out. You know?
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't want to be on the train.
You don't
want to
be on the train with those people.
Yeah, you're like, you know what? Hey, thank you for dodging the bullet, you know, there.
Look, excuse me, kind sir. We would like you just to step off the train, because we're going to say some very mean things if you stay on.
Hey, spoiler alert, we're racist, okay? It's just not going to be comfortable for you. So, really, we're thinking about you here. This isn't the first, and this is every year something pops up of Chelsea fans being just mad racist.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't followed Chelsea close enough to label them this. I haven't followed it enough, but I do know, based on Robbie Earl talking on NBC Sports, Gary Neville talking about his experiences with talking to Raheem Sterling about this stuff.
Hold on, Tim just sent us this. The guy's name is Colin Wing. He's 60 years old. He was caught on camera screaming from the stands at an England
Sterling. Yeah,
Sterling. He's also, last year when this happened, when the Chelsea fans, this was at PSG, he was interviewed and he said, it's not illegal. This was 2015. Never mind. Last year. He said, it's not illegal to be racist.
Oh, so, 2015. That was so long ago.
Well, this guy took it to the, he's like, it's not illegal. I'll show you if you stick around long enough.
So he's, look at that. So he, this goes straight up. And so
just
at
get
this
these
point,
monsters out of the game.
You gotta get them out. There's no, look, if you're going to be
allowed
to brown.
You don't want no milk with dinner for you. All right? That's it.
Your milk privileges have been cut off.
Yeah, that's right. You got to drink chocolate milk. How you like that, racist?
to be that racist to not drink chocolate milk, I mean, you must be, your heart is just black.
Could you imagine hating people you don't know so much that you can't drink chocolate milk, bruh?
So
you're cutting your nose off to spite your face.
Exactly. But shout out to
you're
Robbie.
Cutting your nose off to spite your taste.
Robbie Earl and Gary Neville, sort of impassioned speech.
Rebecca Lowe as well. I mean, everyone had.
It's important to talk about because I didn't watch the Premier League in the 80s and 90s. I don't know what was going on, but this was a much worse problem back then. But we mentioned it last week about, the banana skin that they threw at. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, you want to be the best league in the world? You want to be the most watched? You want to make the most money? You want to talk down to American soccer? Well, you got to sort your shit out. This isn't...
Yo, just if anything, as a league, if there's any inspiration to get them, get people like this out of the game, ban them for life, get this out of the game of... I mean, I'd love to get it out of society. Let's start with getting out of the game of soccer. This is fucking up your money.
Yeah. Okay?
So if that's the inspiration you need to get it out, then go do it, because this is fucking up your money. Because it makes me less likely to want to watch a game that Chelsea's playing in ever again.
Sure.
And if everyone did that and your ratings dropped,
you don't deserve sweet baby Pulisic as well.
Oh God, you better not.
We better go anywhere else.
I hope Pulisic goes out and gets a tan just to piss some fans off.
But Chelsea makes no sense. They have like 12 black players that are amazing.
Conte.
Okay. Unreal.
So stupid.
Anyway.
It's not illegal to be racist. Man, push that dude's head onto a train track.
I think that's illegal, though. I'm pretty sure.
60 years old. How you get to 60 and be that stupid?
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. Anyway. I wonder what the black dude that was next to them had to say about it's not illegal to be racist.
Yeah. He's like, good, you crack. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Oh, word? Crack. He cracks every one of his knuckles.
All right. Now on a lighter note. Let's talk to Landon. Landon,
let's bring Landon up here.
Landon, come up here. I know this is what a beautiful time to bring you on after talking about such a serious
Philly squad member.
So Landon Cottom, let's turn that on. From Landon is here from Austin. You're visiting from Austin, and you are part of. Okay, everything all right? All right, cool. All right, you are part of the Austin Anthem supporters group that is involved in getting everything going, getting the people excited about a team coming to Austin.
That's right.
All right, so are you
there
okay?
There it is. All right.
I'm nervous. I didn't know I was going to be on a podcast today.
That's okay.
Cool. All right, so we didn't really talk about it beforehand, but yeah, though you can. We're just going to talk a little bit, and because I'm genuinely curious about. We've talked about it a little bit. Having lunch, we had the last time you were here. Here we had
we went out and got Dominican food.
Yeah. Food. How did
what
you?
What was that place called?
It was Rossi's, Dominican. Right?
Rossi's or Rossi's, yeah. Something like that.
Rossi's Bakery. Yeah, Rossi's.
Okay, Rossi's. Rossi's like Italian or Rossi's?
Why I think though.
It's Rossi.
Yeah,
but it's Rossi. Rossi.
Rossi.
Rossi. Yeah.
All right.
Whatever. It's not about Dominican.
The Dominican food was good.
Yeah, the Dominican food was very good. The reason we're talking to you is because this is the episode everybody hates. Because a lot of MLS fans are really mad, you know, or just get bitter around any mention of Atlanta United. And every time we give them props for having a great culture, they're like, it's plastic, it's this and that. And then you got Austin, which, as you know, has sort of started with not the most fanfare. You know what I mean? But we were talking to you, and one of the first things you said was like, yo, we didn't want to get a team like that either.
Yeah.
So you're kind of happy with the way everything sort of panned out.
Of course. Yeah. If I can help clarify a few things.
No, please.
If you still want to hate us. Yeah. But, there's MLS in Austin was the original name of this supporters group. It's Josh Babetsky founded it in Austin, but in some other guys as well. But their goal was to bring a team to the city of Austin and try to get city council support, just local businesses to try to get some sponsors or try to maybe get an ownership group involved. Something to drum up support. And then this Columbus rumor starts up.
Yeah.
It's like, well, this isn't what we were trying to do, but here we are. And
right.
We didn't get to choose that path. We don't control that part of it.
Exactly. Because before any of the rumors happened, you guys were working on trying to get a team.
Yeah, 2013. We had our fifth anniversary party / MLS Cup final watch party. So it coincided. We had
an event for that.
This would be no different like how St. Louis is trying to get a team. And if Precourt was like, I'm moving to St. Louis, you can't be mad at St. Louis. You can't be mad at the St. Louis fans.
Yeah.
Be mad at Precourt for trying to steal the team. But in the end, and it took a lot of hard work from some really great guys over at Save the Crew, they got to keep their team, but you still get to have your team.
Right, and we're thrilled with that result.
Yeah.
We're super happy that we have to wait a few more years. Fine. We're okay with that.
Okay.
Columbus gets to keep a team. One of the original teams gets to stay in the league. We're happy with that.
I think that people were annoyed. Because there were people like you that were like, we don't want the team this way, but what are we going to do? We've been trying to get a team, and if this is the way it works out, then it's not much. We don't have that much say in it. But then there were also people that were like, stop crying, Columbus. We're getting a team, you know, and that rhetoric did escape Austin as well.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people had issues with.
There were also rumors that some of those guys were being paid by, you know, pre-court or like marketing companies were hired to try to sway the opinion.
Well, so there is a marketing company functioning in Austin right now, but that's not this group.
Yeah.
There's MLS 2ATX that is part of
that's not you guys,
but that's not us. It's an unfortunate similarity in names. Yeah. MLS in Austin existed before, and then MLS 2ATX was
the number two team
sponsored marketing team.
Okay,
and so
that's the Russian collusion.
So,
right?
Of course, like we collaborate with them. They're going to be
because you have the same interests, clearly.
So, but this was a
different ways of
thing.
Going about it.
This pre-existed. This has existed since before any of that happened. And so I think that's something that a lot of people don't really get or don't understand. And so when they see that, like, oh, that you're just AstroTurf, you're being paid by the team, it's like, no, we just like soccer, man.
Yeah. So I look, and that's an important distinction, right? Because it was easy to hate just anybody who wanted a team in Austin. Because of what was going on, and it is, and I've seen a lot of the work like after the logo came out, and seeing stuff from Austin Anthem, and like that there is a real grassroots effort to like get people excited about a team, and that takes a lot of work, and it's a thing when NYCFC was starting, we saw that as well.
Yeah,
when you know, after that was announced, I don't take it lightly, the work it takes for, especially for a team that doesn't even exist, to be like, hey, this is gonna be a big thing in a couple years, man. Like, you gotta like get on board. Like, you know how hard it is to convince somebody to believe in something that is not even here yet?
Doesn't exist. Yeah, like we were fans of a team that had no name or anything.
Yeah.
We were just like, yeah, come on, other team in New York. You know?
Like, imagine Josh and those guys in Austin 5 years ago starting a supporters group for a team that doesn't exist and may not ever exist.
How could they not look like psychos? Right? Just absolute crazy.
Yeah. No, but they've done a ton of work, and I've joined in more recently, but they've been doing a ton of work for the last 5 years. And so we got to have a good little celebration of that for the MLS Cup final the other day. We packed out this great little soccer bar in East Austin called Haymaker. It has done a lot of work for soccer culture in the city as well. And we packed that place out, and it was a lot of fun.
And one thing I want to say is, too, you guys are doing a really good job of making everything bilingual. Like, on one side, it says Austin Anthem, and on the other side, it says El Himno de Austin, which
is... Yeah, and that's something that's going to be a priority of the supporters group. So we see other fan cultures can be a bit segregated, or they'll have two separate groups entirely.
Yeah.
We're going to try to bring everybody together. And if subgroups form later
that's
great, but we want it to be under the same umbrella and at least unified to a degree. And especially for me, I'm part of the Spanish language outreach team for the group. And it's a priority of the group in general, but for me especially, I really want this to be something that's for all of Austin, with a city that's growing really quickly. The city's being gentrified and
incredibly diverse too.
And so I would really want, and there's a lot of places in Austin that are not for everybody. You go and it's a diverse city, but you go a lot of places and you see a lot of white people.
Yeah.
And that's fine, but I want
it's not
this
fine.
Team.
It is not fine. We're not comfortable with that.
I want this team and this supporters group to be something that whatever part of Austin you come from, whatever background you come from, I want you to be able to come to this team and to this supporters group and feel welcome and feel like it's yours.
But when you are hosting one of these Spanish outreach events or parties or whatever, and you're serving drinks, and then somebody says they need a straw, what are you going to say? What is the word that you're going to say? What word are they going to use?
Well, I learned Spanish in Spain, and so I say pajita.
Pajita.
I mean, this is too many.
Just kidding.
If someone's in Austin right now and didn't know this existed, where would they be able to go and sign up or meet you guys? Where could they go? Where do they find Austin Anthem?
So austinanthem.org is where you can sign up to be a member. There's a free membership, and then you can also pay a little money and get a little kit like this with a scarf.
The scarf is absolutely gorgeous.
There's dope pins. Look at the stickers are out. They're really cool.
And then also on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, just search Austin Anthem. We have everything. Again, an English page and a Spanish page. So You can look for whichever one is the right one for you.
Awesome, dude. Landon, Cottam, thank you so much for coming by, man.
This is great. Thanks for letting me hang out.
Yeah, why not? We always wrap up the show. You know how
you've
heard the show quite a bit. All right, so for Landon Cottam, my name is Christian Polanco.
And I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!